Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our guided tour about Sherlock Holmes in the footprints of a world-famous detective. Our tour starts and ends at the Baker Street Tube Station. First, we will give you information about Sherlock Holmes and his writer, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Then we will give you the directions from one place to another. First, let me introduce Arthur Conan Doyle. He was born in Edinburgh on the 22nd of May 1859. He first studied medicine, and one of his professors, Joseph Bell, inspired him with his power of observation and deduction. Thanks to him, Conan Doyle created a new type of detective, the scientifically minded detective Sherlock Holmes. He was the main character of 60 stories, beginning in 1887 with A Study in Scarlet. But in 1893, Conan Doyle became bored with him and decided to make him disappear in The Final Problem. Nevertheless, the character's fan protested and the writer was forced to resurrect the detective in The Empty House, published in 1903. Then he published 13 other stories, and he died on the 7th of July 1930. Now, I would like to talk to you about Sherlock Holmes. He was over 6 feet and excessively lean, and he had thin, eager features. His prominent square chin and his thin and aquiline nose showed his determination. His eyes were sharp and piercing, and showed his determination. His hands were stained with chemical and ink, which proved that he was scientifically minded. He had regular habits, and he was very quiet. Now, let me give you the direction. When you step out of the Baker Street Tube Station, you can see the impressive Sherlock Holmes statue. It was sculpted by John Doubleday and unveiled in 1999. It depicts the detective wearing a distaff and holding a pipe, which respects the description of the character given in the book. Then, walk along Baker Street all the way down to the Sherlock Holmes Museum. This museum is located at the exact address of Holmes' fictional apartment in 221 Baker Street. Watson described this place in the second chapter of the first Sherlock Holmes story, A Study in Scarlet, published in 1887. It is interesting to note that this museum is the first dedicated to a fictional character. Now, let's enter the museum. On the first floor, you can see the apartment composed of two rooms. They perfectly recreate the atmosphere of the home described in the books, with Victorian furniture and scientific equipment. On the second and third floor, as well as in the attic, you can find the exhibition area. It contains life-size wax figure of Arthur Conan Doyle, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. You can also find Sherlock Holmes' desk and see his famous pipe and distaff cap. Then, on the ground floor, there is a souvenir shop in which you can enjoy antique sales. Now, we are headed to Marylebone Library. Retrace your route back past Baker Street Tube Station. Walk along Baker Street until you reach Marylebone Road. Then, turn right, and after the second turning on the right, you can find the library just across the road on 109-117 Marylebone Road. The entrance is in Gloucester Place. The library displays a unique collection of stories, photographs, cuttings, and journals about Sherlock Holmes and his creator. Finally, you can enjoy a pub meal at Sherlock Holmes Pub. Retrace your route back until Baker Street Tube Station. There, take the Bakerloo Tube line to Charing Cross. Walk along Northumberland Avenue and then take the first turning on your left. The restaurant is on your right at 1011 Northumberland Street, Westminster. The pub is filled with various pieces recording the adventures of Sherlock Holmes and recreate the atmosphere of his apartment. The restaurants serve a full à la carte menu plus a wide range of hot and cold bar food. It also sells a broad selection of traditional English ales and ciders, imported bottled lagers and fine wine, spirits and liquors. One more thing before we finish our tour. Let me remind you that headphones need to be returned before 6 p.m. I hope you've enjoyed your tour and that you will enjoy your meal. Have a nice day. Goodbye.